You know, it's not hard these days to turn on the TV or listen to the radio and come across or hear people who would tell of their many accomplishments. You know, I think of a prize fighter from many years ago, you know, telling us that he was the greatest in every interview he always had, you know. Or is that new, that new car, that latest promotion, the vacation of a lifetime that people share with us or share with others. And all of these are not wrong near in and of themselves, and we get easily get caught up them. And when we're blessed with the means to do so or obtain these things, it is a great feeling. The question becomes, are our personal achievements and past accomplishments, do we delight in them so much that it occupies our time and our efforts to obtain more? The we or me, I would say, at times tend to boast one to another. Our story may be better than yours. Our pain may be worse than anybody else's has ever gone through. And we become that one-upper. Got to get that last word in or just be that much a little better. There are several verses in the scripture that kind of tell us and actually warn against boasting in ourselves. But it might be interesting to know that the Bible condones and even tells us to boast or gives us an object of that boasting. There was ever a man, a physical man, in the Bible that had that opportunity, I guess it would have been Paul. A man, in a sense, handpicked by the Lord, given special revelation, even, in teachings, was once the persecutor of the church, and now pens most of the epistles in the New Testament for us. But listen to what he says about his ability to boast. In Galatians 6:14, "But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I unto the world." As we gather here around this table, we are boasting. We're boasting to our friends, our family. We're boasting in the cross of Christ. When our neighbor sees us leave every Sunday morning at the same time, where are they going? They know where we're going. We're making it known. We are here around this table because this remembrance means a lot to us. It's not anything we have done, but it's everything that he has done. Jesus is the original one-upper. "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Listen again to these words of Paul in his letter to the Galatians, backing up a few chapters in Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." The cross of Christ, now that's something worth boasting about. Dear Father in heaven, as we come today, Lord, and we come around this table with these emblems before us and drawing our mind unto the cross of Christ. That sacrifice that was so freely given on our behalf. Knowing what it all meant to him and knowing that he was even to be born for this purpose. And even sharing that with his closest friends and even them even not understanding the purpose of it all until after the fact. But as we gather and as we remember these emblems draw our minds to his broken body and his shed blood, These remind us of things that were done because of his love and compassion for us. And if we would boast in anything in our life, Lord, it would be the cross of Christ. And as we share that with others, our lives depict that. The things that we say and do would be to lift your Son up. For it's in his name we pray.